both the time pressures that made it very difficult to do primary care well and my insistence that I must be faithful were the two things that pushed me then to take the leap of opening Sentinel.
This is Family Policy Matters Focus on Faith Edition with Thomas Graham, Pastor Outreach Director for NC Family.
Thank you for joining us for this week's special Focus on Faith Edition of Family Policy Matters. Today, I'm excited to be joined by a native North Carolinian who has dedicated his life to service in the medical profession and has recently taken a big leap of faith to practice medicine more fully in accord with his religious beliefs. Dr. Patrick O'Connell, a board-certified internal medicine physician, is the founder of Sentinel Primary Care. After completing medical school at UNC Chapel Hill, he trained at Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center before returning to North Carolina and establishing himself as a well-liked primary care physician with Duke Health. In 2017, Dr. O'Connell left Duke to start his own practice that emphasizes the dignity of the individual person. Dr. Patrick O'Connell, welcome to Family Policy Matters, sir. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to join you.
Dr. O'Connell, your career has been so oriented towards service of others. Let's try to help our audience understand how your heart became so service-oriented.
Yeah, certainly. I'll give you a bit of a highlights reel.
Wonderful.
So, you know, when I was young and adolescent, you know, just my natural personality is I'm a rule follower. I'm very dutiful. I do what I'm supposed to. And so, you know, it's interesting that I never went through a rebellion phase either, you know, either towards my parents or towards my faith. But, you know, by the same token, it's not like I grew up with a personally very vibrant faith. But interestingly, when I got to college, which, you know, I think unfortunately is where a lot of people have difficulty, that's when my faith began to come alive and began to deepen. And then as I then transitioned on to medical school, you know, Jesus basically kicked in the front door and said, I want you. And so my faith really grew through the medical school years, you know, which was a good time for that to be happening because medical school is this cauldron of formation. But so I came out of medical school with a very strong faith, very much in love with Jesus. And then, you know, the more that I got to know him and the more that I went into my faith, the more that I was kind of drawn to live out my faith, to make it active in my life. So that's, in a quick overview, that's sort of my growth and path to where I am now.
Dr. O'Connell, thank you for sharing that. I'm sure our listeners really appreciate that part of your story. You've been heard as saying, God didn't call me to get rich. God called me to be a primary care doctor and take care of people. I got to be truthful with you. I just love that. When did you know you wanted to be a doctor? Or who or perhaps what inspired you?
Yes. So the answer to the question is not what you'd expect. I figured out that I wanted to be a doctor late in the third year of medical school.
How about that?
Yeah. So it's very funny. I went to medical school because I was drawn by the science of it. Mm. You know, the sort of detective work of figuring out a medical problem or coming up with a creative way to treat a medical issue that's arisen is all incredibly intellectually stimulating, and that's what drew me in, but that's actually not what kept me there. Actually, when I got to medical school and I'm deepening my relationship with God, I had a big crisis. For the first time in my life, I had this very strong feeling, a knowledge that God wants me to do something for him with my life, and I don't know what it is. But here I am at medical school pouring every waking hour into training myself to go down this path.
Right.
But I don't know if that's the path that he wants me to go down. I may be doing the wrong thing because I've never really tackled this question with this level of seriousness before. So I actually had a big crisis when I was in medical school of saying, all right, Lord, you want me to do something. You just tell me what it is, but you need to tell me what it is because I don't know.
Right.
So I actually was setting up to take time off from medical school to try to figure this question out. But then at the very end of my third year, right before the year off started, I worked with a family physician in the foothills of North Carolina, a doctor named Mark McManus. And when I worked with him, and he also is Christian, so we could sort of share in our faith and I could talk about what I was thinking about. When I saw him and the way that he took care of the people that he was the primary care doctor for, I recognized exactly what I wanted to do.
Mm.
And I recognized in his example what God was calling me to do. So he's the one who was the role model. I saw the way he would interact with his patients and really care about what was going on with them, not just, you know, treat their diabetes or treat their arthritis, but he would finish dealing with those things and then say, so how are things? How you doing?
Wow.
And he cared what the answer was.
Yes.
And seeing that, I recognized immediately that's what I want. So that it's the science and it's serving the people that I would get to take care of.
Dr. O'Connell, I think that's terrific. And how good of God to bring your path together with this other doctor and let you see, modeled before you, a way to approach people with needs that goes far beyond just taking care of your prescriptions and so forth, but really looks deeper into their lives. I know that this must make for some very interesting interaction with you and your patients. How is your faith infused into the way that you interact with patients?
Yeah, it's there's sort of an explicit way and maybe an implicit way or a behind the scenes way.
Sure.
So
mm-hmm.
the explicit part, I mean, spiritually, I'm an introvert, so so I don't, like, I'm not drawn to pray often over or with my patients. I do, and I've done that in the past, but it's not, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone to do that.
Yeah.
But other ways, you know, with the practice here, you know, we start the day with prayer, and each day we pray for the people that are on the schedule, and we pray for people that we're taking care of that we know are going through something difficult. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I would say in sort of an implicit way is, you know, as I'm approaching taking care of people, I'm doing it with this frame of mind that I want to take care of the entire person, not just their medical problem.
Right.
You know, so I'm not just here to fix the diabetes or here to address, you know, whatever the case may be.
Right.
I want to take care of the whole person. So I want to know their family story. I want to know what work is like for them. I want to know what's important in their lives.
Hmm.
So that, partly so that I just feel connected to them, but partly so that when problems arise or issues arise, I know how to approach those things.
Hmm.
And then I would say, too, when issues arise that are often of a personal or a mental health nature, the way that I try to give counsel, I approach with a Christian understanding of sort of human nature and what's good for people.
Right.
So those are some of the different ways that it connects into how I practice medicine.
You're listening to Family Policy Matters, a resource from NC Family. To listen to our radio show online and for more resources that will help you be a voice of persuasion in your community, go to our website at ncfamily.org.
Dr. O'Connell, tell us about the unique model now that has become Sentinel Primary Care. Why did you decide to leave one of the biggest medical groups in the country to try this particular model?
So the model, so I will say I stole the model. I didn't come up with this myself. There were, I came across it maybe 10 years ago, there were two Christian doctors in California who were operating a family practice, and I think that they got tired of the treadmill of the typical practice, and they converted their practice to just this fascinating hybrid of a direct primary care model, meaning it's a membership-based model, so people would pay a monthly membership.
Okay.
And then the doctors would not charge the patient or the patient's insurance when they would come in for visits. It was all paid for through the membership.
Oh,
they
wow.
would use insurance for labs or x-rays or whatever, but not to see the doctor. And they set aside a portion of their practice for people who didn't have any insurance.
Hmm.
And then their practice, because of its charitable work, they set it up as a nonprofit and as a Christian.
Very
practice.
Interesting. Oh, that's very interesting.
And I remember, so a decade ago when I came across this, I thought, oh, that's just fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was considering making this step of opening my own practice, that's immediately the model that I went to. And so I went and researched, well, what exactly did they do? And that's what I recreated here. And so the couple of highlights of the model of Sentinel also are the reasons that I left a traditional medical setting. So it's a direct primary care practice, so I operate on a membership fee rather than billing people's insurance.
Oh, wow.
And I set aside a portion of the practice for folks who are uninsured so I can care for them as well. And the practice is a nonprofit because of its charitable mission. And so then the correspondingly, and it's a Christian practice, and so correspondingly, mm-hmm. the two things that were really the pillars of why I left Duke to come open Sentinel, one of them is the, you know, the common frustration both on the doctor side and on the patient side of the time pressures and financial pressures in healthcare, where everybody has to run as fast as they can all the time and have very short visits and hustle people in and out,
right.
And it's all driven by the financial pressures.
Yes.
And so that, you know, that for me was very difficult, because if I rushed, I couldn't take care of people the way that God was, had called me to do. But mm-hmm. if I spent the time with them, I was, you know, an hour behind schedule, easy.
Hmm.
And
yes.
people were very mad at me all the time.
Hmm.
So that was one part that was difficult. The other part is the increasing difficulty within healthcare of being faithfully Christian in the way that you practice medicine, and the pressures to give in, to compromise, to capitulate,
okay.
And to do things that I cannot in good conscience do for the people I'm taking care of.
Hmm.
And I could look further down the road and say these pressures are growing, and I think may become so great that I will not be employable in a standard medical setting. And
right.
so those two things, both the time pressures that made it very difficult to do primary care well, and my insistence that I must be faithful, were the two things that pushed me then to take the leap of opening Sentinel.
Dr. O'Connell, we're nearing the end of our time together, and I'd like to ask this question, and that is, what advice do you have for young, faithful Christians who want to get into the medical field but are concerned about how they can remain faithful in the face of difficult medical and even scientific situations? Would you have any advice?
I would. I think there's a few things I would say. First is, you know, knowing that healthcare is becoming an increasingly difficult field for a faithful Christian. The first thing I would say is, you know, think very seriously about whether this is what the Lord is calling you to or not.
There you go.
I mean, ask God, do
yes.
you want me to do this?
Yes.
Because if the answer is no, then don't. But if the answer is yes,
mm-hmm.
then do it.
Mm.
But if the answer is yes, if God says, yes, this is where I want you, then the two things I would say, one is prepare, form yourself, learn, educate yourself about the issues that are at the intersection between our faith and healthcare. So all the bioethics issues,
yes.
educate yourself.
Yes.
And the second thing is, put on your armor, because it's going to be a fight.
yeah, I'm
it,
sure.
It ain't going to be easy.
Right, right. That's excellent advice. Dr. O'Connell, where can our listeners go to learn more about your practice at Sentinel Primary Care, and also to just stay on top of bioethics issues? Do you have a website? I'm guessing that you do.
I do. Sentinelprimarycare.com is the practice website.
Okay.
Or folks can just Google my name, Patrick O'Connell, MD, Raleigh, and I'll come up. So folks can go and read much more about the practice and learn more about the model and what we do. For the bioethics issues, so for formation, the couple resources I would suggest, one is the Christian Medical and Dental Association. Their website has a lot of resources on it. And then for folks who are interested in just kind of knowing what's going on, there's a I don't know if it's a website or it's a website, and you can sign up for an email notice, bioedge.org, bioedge.org.
We've come to the end of our time together, Dr. O'Connell, but thank you so much for being with us on Family Policy Matters today, and for your faithful witness and your fortitude in medicine too, and blazing a new trail. God bless you, my friend.
You've been listening to Family Policy Matters, Focus on Faith Edition, a production of NC Family. To listen to our radio show online and for more valuable resources and information about issues important to families in North Carolina, go to our website at ncfamily.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.